field,
said Nutmeg. The spring of the year after her husband was killed, Nutmeg sold the company, complete with retail stores, inventory, and brand name, to a major fashion manufacturer. When the lawyer who had conducted the negotiations for her brought the contract, Nutmeg set her seal to it without a word and with hardly a glance at the sale price. Once she had let the company go, Nutmeg discovered that all traces of her passion for designing clothes had evaporated. The intense stream of desire had dried up, where once it had been the meaning of her life. She would accept an occasional assignment and carry it off with all the skill of a first-rate professional, but without a trace of joy. It was like eating food that had no taste. She felt as if they had plucked out her own innards. Those who knew her former energy and skill remembered Nutmeg as a kind of legendary presence, and requests never ceased from such people. But apart from the very few that she could not refuse, she turned them down. Following the advice of her accountant, she invested her money in stocks and property, and her wealth expanded in those years of growth. Not long after she sold the company, her mother died of heart disease. She was hosing the pavement outside the house on a hot August afternoon, when suddenly she complained she felt bad. She lay down and slept, her snoring disturbingly loud, and soon she was dead. Nutmeg and Cinnamon were left alone in the world. Nutmeg closed herself up in the house for over a year, spending each day on the sofa, looking at the garden, as if trying to find all the peace and quiet that she had missed in her life thus far. Hardly eating, she would sleep 10 hours a day. Cinnamon, who would normally have begun secondary school, took care of the house in his mother's stead, playing Mozart and Haydn sonatas between chores and studying several languages. This nearly blank, quiet space in her life had gone on for a year, when Nutmeg happened by chance to discover that she possessed a certain special power, a strange ability of which she had no previous awareness. She imagined that it might have welled up inside her to replace the intense passion for design that had evaporated, and indeed this power became her new profession, though it was not something she herself had sought out. The first beneficiary of her strange power was the wife of a department store owner, a bright, energetic woman who had been an opera singer in her youth. She had recognized Nutmeg's talent long before she became a famous designer, and she had watched over her career. Without this woman's support, Nutmeg's company might have failed in its infancy. Because of their special relationship, Nutmeg agreed to help the woman and her daughter choose and coordinate their outfits for the daughter's wedding, a task that she did not find taxing. Nutmeg and the woman were chatting as they waited for the daughter to be fitted, when, without warning, the woman suddenly pressed her hands to her head and knelt down on the floor unsteadily. Nutmeg, horrified, grabbed her to keep her from falling and began stroking the woman's right temple. She did this by reflex, without thought, but no sooner had her palm started moving than she felt a certain something there, as if she were feeling an object inside a cloth bag. Confused, Nutmeg closed her eyes and tried to think about something else. What came to her then was the zoo in Xinqing, the zoo on a day when it was closed, and she was there all by herself, something only she was permitted as the chief veterinary surgeon's daughter. That had been the happiest time of her life, when she was protected and loved and reassured. It was her earliest memory, the empty zoo. She thought of the smells and the brilliant light and the shape of each cloud floating in the sky. She walked alone from cage to cage. The season was autumn, the sky high and clear, and flocks of Manchurian birds were winging from tree to tree. That had been her original world, a world that in many senses had been lost forever. She did not know how much time passed during this reverie, but at last the woman raised herself to her full height and apologized to Nutmeg. She was still disoriented, but her headache seemed to have gone, she said. Some days later, Nutmeg was amazed to receive a far larger payment than she had anticipated for the job she had done. The department store owner's wife called Nutmeg about a month later, inviting her out to lunch. After they had finished eating, she suggested that they go to